with your morning team of Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie on WSGW. It's 826. Certainly a recognizable voice in music. Solo work for Ringo Starr. But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore. I know Beatles fan Pat Johnson is singing along in studio with Dave and Charlie. All right, Lewis, I know you're singing along in your home studio.
Yeah, I'm glad he can sing because I never thought he was a good drummer. So.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well,
why?
Man.
What?
Jeez.
He's only considered like one of the top 20 drummers of all time, but yeah, no.
Yeah,
he's
I don't think
horrible.
He was. I don't think he was. He never did real complicated stuff. It was always basic. Everything about it was basic.
Charlie, you have to hold me down here. Well, I'm about to lose my head.
Guess two of my sons were drummers.
Guess that means that you're not going to go see Ringo Starr once again. He tours again at the age of 80.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably not.
With the All-Star Band?
He's gonna form a new All-Star Band.
Oh, cool.
Exactly right. That's the Ringo Starr news. Says that...
I'm happy for him.
Once the pandemic restrictions are lifted and touring can happen again, he intends to put together a new All-Star Band. I didn't know this. It says he just released a book, too, called Ringo Rocks, 30
yeah,
Years of the
All-Stars. That. Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, well, we know what book you're not going to be reading either, apparently.
I like Ringo. I just didn't like his drumming. I didn't think it was great.
Oh, my.
That's okay. That's okay.
I have to leave.
Go ahead, Pat.
I have to leave.
We better move on here on the Morning Team Show. Let me
just say this real fast. Unlike a lot of drummers and bands that they have to play for one songwriter, Ringo had to play for three different songwriters and well.
Yeah, but they were all very basic beats.
And remember,
nothing complicated.
They wanted him above Pete Best because they said he knew exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, imagine how bad Best was.
So apparently he's also dissing John Paul and George
that's
being
right.
Basic songwriters, too.
I liked them all personally. I never liked their music, so that's me.
Well,
I was never a Beatles fan.
I never would have guessed.
I know. No, no way.
828 on WSW. I guess you never know until you pose the opportunity for such comments to be made.